From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The U.S. and five other nations, including Russia and China, are planning to insist that Iran give UN inspectors immediate and unrestricted access to its newly exposed uranium enrichment facility. The demand is to be presented at talks with Iran next week. President Obama says if Iran does not live up to its responsibilities, it faces increased pressure and isolation.
This is a serious challenge to the global nonproliferation regime and continues a disturbing pattern of Iranian evasion.
Mr. Obama speaking in his weekly address today. The head of Iran's nuclear program says inspectors are welcome to visit the new facility, but he did not say when, and other Iranian officials are taking a more defiant stance, as Dale Gavlak reports.
The head of the office of Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, said the new fuel plant would soon be operational and, in his words, make the enemies blind. He told the semi-official Fars news agency that rather than succumbing to unrest following the disputed June presidential election, the Islamic Republic was at the pinnacle of power. Lawmaker Alaeddin Barujdi warned the West against taking measures which he suggested could affect Iran's existing cooperation with the UN nuclear watchdog. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
The Army is allowing the first commissioned officer to be court-martialed for refusing to go to Iraq to resign from the military. First Lieutenant Aaron Watada will be discharged next week. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
Back in 2006, Watada refused to deploy to Iraq with his Fort Lewis, Washington-based unit. He argued that the war in Iraq is illegal and that he would be participating in war crimes if he served there. Watada offered to serve in Afghanistan instead, but his request was denied. The Army court-martialed him, charging him with missing his unit's deployment and with conduct unbecoming an officer for statements he made about then-President Bush and the war. Some anti-war activists treated him with reverence, but some conservatives and military officials condemned him as a coward. Watada's first court-martial ended in a mistrial. Now the Army has accepted his resignation and is granting him a discharge under other than honorable conditions. Watada says he is grateful for the outcome. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The World Health Organization is working to make swine flu vaccine available to poor countries. Lisa Schlein reports.
WHO reports drug manufacturers can only produce enough H1N1 vaccines to immunize half the world's population. Influenza coordinator David Navarro says plans are afoot to ensure poor countries get a fair share.
Around 10% of world anti-H1N1 vaccine production will be made available to countries on a basis that's proportional to their population.
Navarro says nine countries, including the U.S., have pledged to donate 10% of their stock of H1N1 vaccines. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been meeting with senior officials from nine Arab nations today on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly sessions in New York. She's urging them to make what she called tangible goodwill gestures toward Israel as part of restarting Middle East peace talks. She's also asking them to provide political backing for the Palestinians to enter those talks, even if a freeze on construction of Jewish settlements in the West Bank is not yet in place. Clinton did not comment on the substance of her talks, but she said they have been extremely productive. A judge in Georgia has ruled that state's largest hospital can move forward with plans to close down its outpatient kidney dialysis clinic. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Emily Green has the story.
Grady Memorial Hospital in Atlanta is one of the largest public hospitals for the poor in the Southeast. But the taxpayer-supported hospital is deep in debt, and it wants to save money by shutting down its dialysis center. That would dislocate about 51 patients, all of them uninsured. Opponents of the closing say it would leave Metro Atlanta without a major hospital that provides free outpatient dialysis care. They sued, and at one point a judge issued an order to keep the facility open. But Friday's decision overturned that order. Following the ruling, the hospital announced the clinic would close its doors within a week. But the hospital agreed to pay for up to 3 months of dialysis care for the patients currently at the clinic. For NPR News, I'm Emily Green in Atlanta.
In college football today, Oregon upset sixth-ranked California 42-3. It was Cal's most lopsided loss in 8 years. In other action, top-ranked Florida leads Kentucky. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.